I guess so, and they, I imagine they work pretty closely together. You give me a favor, and I'll do one for you.
Go over there and put his mole in, and said, give him said he paid taxes all of his life here. Let him rest. So, what you see, there's lots of things that men do for you, and you can't forget them. No. I can't forget James.
You don't want to, either. Oh, I asked you earlier about the things you got for Christmas, and you said you got one of those round fruits that you'd peel?
Mm-hmm, oranges.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, what was the first thing you said on Christmas morning?
Oh, I'd always say something about sending, you know, when I...
Well, what was the first thing you'd say when you met a person?
Christmas Eve. Christmas gift or Christmas Eve. If we're going to give one anything away, I'd say Christmas gift. If someone would give me anything, I'd say Christmas gift, you know, if they had something. And if they said Christmas gift, I'd have to give them something. See? That's the old way of doing it.
Uh-huh.
And Christmas Eve, good morning, or something.
Did you say Merry Christmas, too?
Merry Christmas. Us kids, when we was little, we didn't have much play for it and things like that. We didn't get much. And when we got oranges and a few little nuts and things, we'd be just as happy as we had good sense.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of things. You
know? Just as happy as we had.
And I notice our kids now, our grandkids, they have more play for it to play with through the week when it ain't Christmas. And we never did have it like that in Christmas times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hard times, you know, didn't have much way of making money when I was little.
Yeah.
Money was hard to get.
And a kid will have just as much fun with something he makes himself or picks up.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say on the first day of the year?
Happy New Year, I believe.
Yeah. And let's see, on the 10th day of the month now, you say the bills are... They are at my house anyway.
Well, the first thing we do, our light bill comes on. You know.
Yeah.
That'd be one of them. And then
the big bill we have.
Yeah, we don't have any grocery bill. We just pay as we go.
Uh-huh.
We don't ever hardly ever write a ticket on us. We can get anything we want, but we pay as we go.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's best, don't
you?
Well,
when is your light bill due?
It's supposed to be paid on
28th day.
Isn't that strange how they get these things all mixed up in the months? Mm-hmm. That makes me so mad. If you could just pay them all at once and get the thing taken care of at one session, but the light bill comes in at one time and the water bill at another, mm-hmm. where we live, and
gas bill. And
yeah.
Time you get them all paid, you got your check going, ain't it?
By George, yes. I never see it. And let's see, if you belong to a club or something, you say you have to pay your...
Club dues.
Uh-huh. And if you haven't got the money, you better go out and see if you can...
Get it.
Yeah. Find a friend and...
Bored. I don't know. We have plenty of people, ain't we?
Let's see, in the 30s, I guess, though, money was mighty...
Money, when I was a kid, when I can remember when my daddy used to come up there in Arkansas, he was kind of like me. He'd buy all the yearlings he could get, little old calves, and one, it was about $10 a piece, you know.
Uh-huh.
Every $10, pretty good yearling he'd find, he'd buy him, you know, $10, you know. And now then, they think the same kind of yearling would bring 100.
Yeah.
Different change, things have changed, sometimes more than that.
Yeah, and some of them less.
Yeah, some of them less.
A good buggy whip now, you couldn't get much money for.
Oh, no, you'd have to give 50 cents for one then, a quarter maybe.